The Orillia Secondary School, OSS, junior boys football team's perfect season came to a sudden end Thursday when they fell just short of their goal of winning the Simcoe County Athletic Association, SCAA, championship game. They were defeated on their home field by the visiting Collingwood Collegiate Institute, CCI, Owls, who soared to the title with a hard-fought 16-10 victory. OSS was first on the scoreboard when grade 9 quarterback Mason Bard executed a perfect pass, hitting running back Adam Trumbull in the end zone for a major. After converting a two-point conversion, OSS went up 8-0. We worked on that play all week and we knew it was going to be called on our first series of the game. We got the side we wanted going with the wind and everything worked out nicely, Bard said of the touchdown toss. The Nighthawks took a commanding 10-0 lead into the second quarter, but momentum was stolen when Owls quarterback Simon Ruggiello hit wide receiver Matt Barr in the end zone for a 40-yard touchdown, closing the gap to 4 points. In the second half, both teams went back and forth trying to get their offenses moving through the roaring autumn wind. In the fourth quarter, grade 9 linebacker Carter Holmes made a big second-down tackle for the Nighthawks. Later in the game, he would add an interception to his stat line. It felt pretty big to be able to come up big in those moments. I was really excited, and everyone was cheering me on. I kind of took it all in and lived in that moment, Holmes said. On third down, grade 9 halfback Sam Aitken drilled Ruggiello to force a fumble. Aitken recovered the ball to give the Nighthawks possession. It was a really big hit, and I was super excited when I got the ball. I thought it would change the game a little, Aitken said. Despite the tight defense, the Nighthawks' offense couldn't get the chains moving and would eventually fumble a snap at their own 22-yard line. The Owls took advantage and running back Luke Levescu broke free to punch in 6, putting the Owls up 16-10 after a 2-point conversion. It felt amazing, man. It's great to be able to contribute to my team and lead us to this championship, said Levescu. With 1 minute left to go in the game, Bard was trying to throw the ball deep down the field out of desperation when a CCI defender picked him off to seal the game and clinch an SCAA championship for the Owls. I tried to force it because I couldn't find anyone open. It didn't seem like it was going to work from the start, and they covered it really well, Bard said. After the game, Bard admitted he was feeling upset with the loss, but he also felt pride in his teammates. We obviously came a long way from the start of the year, and I want to thank the coaches for being here every single day no matter the weather, helping us get better, and we did, Bard said. Bard is hopeful to have a shot at redemption next season. We don't know for sure if there is going to be a team, but if there is, I definitely think we can make it back here, he said. OSS head coach Nathan Box says the final result is disappointing. We knew Collingwood was going to be a big challenge for us. They are a big team, skilled, they run their plays well, and in the end, it came down to 4 points, he said. I'm really proud of our guys regardless. They left it all on the field. Box says the successful 2021 campaign is something that can be built upon. For me, it was just a gift to be able to coach this year. I'm not looking too far ahead, but I think the program created some buzz around the school, people got excited about it, and hopefully it carries over to next year, he said. It was a successful season. A bunch of guys who never played football before took it this far, but I feel bad for them to have this happen.